오케이. No, never mind. It's just let it be. Whoever come, let them come in later. Okay. Yeah. Put the recorder here. Yeah. So this new set is bought using our Kayani Bitapan. Yeah. So we bought it to Mr. On our last trip. Shangri-La. Shangri-La, Yunnan. Spiritual trip. At that time, they lent us one unit similar to this for us to make use of when we were at that nunnery, that place where the abbot was. So I find it useful. So this will be useful if we are traveling or we are going somewhere. Then every time our sharing is in the room, there is no mic. So that's why I say no need to record, it won't be clear. But since we got this recorder, it will be very clear. So today one is also one of our spiritual trip for our 2018. This is our second and last one to Ananda Giri Katina, which we have just concluded yesterday morning. Then we took a flight from Pisanulok and we landed in Bangkok. So we had a good rest. Then this morning we all can do your whatever shopping and other thing. So Mi Fong was very kind, and he suggested something which is very good. He said, we should have Dhamma sharing when we are in Bangkok. I said, yeah, sure. Then at night, most of us have appointment, dinner. So we proposed 3:30. Initially, we wanted 3 o'clock so that we have slightly more time, but sometimes you may be too rush for some of you who are still caught in the midst of shopping or whatever. So now that we are all here, we can now start the Dhamma sharing. So overall, our Anandagiri trip was a very successful trip, and it's very beautiful in the sense that everything went on very well, as it is meant to be. Even Achalo also was full of joy. That morning, when we were about to get ready for Katina, he was there very early too, and we also arrived early. Then he approached us, then he advised us, you all better go and book those seats. So that later on, the Thai people come, he will allow them to sit on the higher part, which is more cold. I say, I will ask them to go and sit on the colder part. So down there, there were all this cushion, and it's very strategic, near the main offering and the Sangha. Then he asked, Where is the rain? Well, this year, as usual, every time he knew when I'm there, the weather will be beautiful. So because of that, we had a very good weather condition. In fact, all the 3 days before Katina, when we were there, the weather was very beautiful. Then we were at Pino Cafe, you remember? Pino Latte, sorry. Yeah. I was told by Mrs. Ho, last year they came. The rain was so severe, the whole place was flooded. And some of them got to run inside because the wind and the rain was quite severe. But whatever it is, like I told Achalo, I didn't do anything. It's not about me. It's up there. Those people do. That's why when we share on the first night when we were with him, you remember? He talked about Achanan, able to tell them that the Naga was so good, they protect their area. Everywhere outside the area was raining very heavily. But the area within where they do the blessing and the amulet, whatever they put in, that area no rain. Then he told Achalo, these Nagas, they were very helpful. Then we say, nature is like that. When you have Dhamma, when things is such, the Dhamma protectors, the Devas, they know what to do. So it's just like our retreat for 2 consecutive years, I think. Last year was 7. This year is 2018. I think it's 2015 and 2016. They're very strange. Before we arrived, it was raining like anything. Until Teng Xiong Sifu also say, bring more warm clothing. Then the rain was so bad, almost every day it rained, pour. So Teng Xiong Sifu also worried when we come, don't know what to do. But the moment we arrived, the rain all stopped. Not only that, it was sunshine for 8 days. Then towards the 8th day, the afternoon closing ceremony. Every time we had the closing ceremony, the first one, before the next morning, the farewell closing ceremony. So immediately when we were about to do the closing ceremonies, all of a sudden the sky starts to become different. Then we see all the clouds came. Then all of a sudden, just before we start, there were thunder and all those things. Then the moment we start, the thing pour or anything. Very loud, a lot of thunder. And you can know there's a lot of rejoicing. So certain people, without enough faith, they thought it's coincidence. Yeah. I remember it's Aliena. You all know Aliena, no? Yeah. Because she, that year was the first year she went for retreat, and first time she know me. Then at first she got certain aspect of her views about Dhamma and all those things. Then she wanted to introduce one book, I remember, she photostated Virtue. Then when I explained, I think initially she cannot understand. I said, Virtue is not what is stated in the book. Virtue is when you understand your mind has the Dhamma. Virtue is automatic. It's not try to do good. That is not the real virtue. Then later on, I think she also has this, I don't know what was it, is it allergy, I don't know, I forgot already about the incense. Then I told her, if you have the understanding, it's your fear, your phobia and all those things, but sometimes it's physical, it can trigger. So for her case, I say very likely it's your phobia and all those things. So if you don't have that phobia, the condition you to react, you can actually overcome it. Then after a few days, he came and talked to me. He said, what you say is very true. I used to have this problem, but now I don't have the problem. Then we started to talk. Then after that, after the 8th day, what happened? She told me, wow, unbelievable. Then next year she came again. He said, don't know whether this year can be the same or not. I say, you wait and see. And really, after the 8th day, that morning, still no rain, not clear. And she came and told me, don't tell me it's going to be the same again. And exactly after, before the closing, it happened again. This is to the people's faith, and it's nothing to do with me. That's why after I share with Acha Acha Lo, he said, we need you to do something. I say, not me. Nothing to do with me. These are the people. They know what to do when they have that joy. So a lot of things that happen are nature's phenomena linked to understanding, linked to Dhamma and all those things. So don't look forward to all this. These are not important. Understand? These are not really psychic in that sense, because psychic is you use your mental. This one you didn't use anything. You just do whatever that your nature understand. And these beings, Vindhama protector and the higher beings, they will know what is happening and they will rejoice. And when they rejoice, a lot of things will happen. That's why when you every time share merit, transfer merit, then you invoke power of merit for their protection. May they long protect the sasana. You remember? Akasataja Bumata, Devanagama Indika, Unyangtang Anumudutu, Aditwa, Jirang Rakantu Loka Sasana. Means may they long protect the sasana. We always chant, may all devas, all nagas, of mighty power, may they share and rejoice in this wholesomeness. Then may they also, by rejoicing, long protect the sasana. So all this, when you do, they have gratitude, they rejoice, then they will protect you. And you are part of the sasana. The sasana means during the Buddha's dispensation, where the teaching is there. So as cultivator who really have the understanding and the sincerity, you are part of the sasana, because you host the Dhamma, you maintain the teaching and all those things. So this is how all this can happen. But please, don't take it as something special, psychical or no. It's nature's phenomena. If it can give you faith, well and good. Understand? That's why when you can feel you are sensitive, because you are mindful, you can go to your heart. That is what you need to understand. So if you are sensitive, you can sense many things, many things. And even our district, apart from the weather, we were in fact very blessed, because we also managed to partake in the whole cantina. This year the co-sponsor is Odo Yunchan, Raymond and Mimi and family. But Kayamita, every year we get to host this, because Ajahn Ajahn Loh being so close to us and with affinity, then he allowed us to hold it every year, and he gave that special what we call privilege to our Kayamita. That's why I always thank him for giving us Kayamita, the condition to do all this wholesomeness. And this wholesomeness, even if you got money, you may not get to do, because it comes with a lot of very special conditions. And Ajahn Ajahn Loh knew. He said, the first time when I went there with the Kayamita, things starts to happen. Then over the period of almost 7 years, he has established a lot of contact and affinity with us. Then many Kayamita also join his retreat, go to India with him. Then some of them, they also come for this cantina. Yeah, I cannot come every year. Apart from the first few years, I continuously come for 3 or 4 years. I think. After that, I make it a point, alternate year only I come. So last year, I didn't come. The year previous to last year, also I didn't come. So every 2 years, I come. So this year was because I knew they allocate this year for Mimi and family. Then I have promised Mimi that I will come with the other co-host. And that was planned 2 over years ago. Then last year actually was Mei Xiang and... Wai Hong, Mei Xiang. Then Mrs. Ho later on come in. Understand? No? And the reason why we choose is because Joyce every time discuss with me, you see, we give opportunity to people who have contributed, help us in establishing this Kayamita sharing and all those things. So when Madam Ho wanted to do, Yun Chan also checked with me. I said, yeah, it's good, she has the Panami, let her do. Then when Mimi requested, I said, yeah, they have the Panami and the faith. Then when it come to Yun Chan, last year not supposed to be co-owner, because Yun Chan, it seems Raymond has the Panami. He said he heard about it. He said he also want to partake. Then Joy checked with me. I said, no problem. I said, Yun Chan was the one that actually came and introduced me. That make the request for my nature to come out to share. So we should actually express our gratitude and let them do. That's why we agree. Then Joyce was very helpful. He went back to Ajahn Loh and said, can we have a joint sponsor? That's why this is the first time where the joint sponsor also get to make the offering together. And this year's layout was very beautiful, because the meditation platform, like Ajahn Loh also mentioned, he said, we have great affinity, we are the three great beings. We offer at first Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin was the main one. Then when he suggested Amitabha, I said that would be good. Then we also, Patek contributed. Then the last one is Sakyamuni, I think. So all these three great in the meditation platform, we get to partake and make the offering. Then not only that, we also were given the honor to do the consecration. Like those who have gone, during the consecration of the platform, meditation platform of the three great beings, Sakyamuni Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and Amitabha Buddha. Because this is the era where the sasana is Sakyamuni's Buddha sasana. But this era is very special because it was supported by Kuan Yin and Maitreya Buddha's nature. That's why this particular segmented life of mine, the reason why I came to know is because in the year 1986, it was Kuan Yin, Kuan Yin's nature that came to me and sent a message with the Triple Gem and say, my nature has to move, not much time left, you have to move fast. The day the message came in 1986, this nature starts to cultivate non-stop all the way. That's how all this thing happened. Then from that moment onward, very funny, the teacher come, the guide come, the book come, everything come. Then within that 3 years, my nature understood everything. Then later on, there was the last one also come because of my nature's vow. So all this just happened. Then Maitreya is in the year 2008. Also, there was a request for Maitreya, for my nature to share the true Dhamma with the world. So because of that, I knew that these two great beings were assisting Sakyamuni under this era, this sasana. That's why when I was told about the platform, then actually Achana Chalo himself also don't know why he do it. He was in doubt when he tried to do the Kuan Yin platform at first. Because Theravada tradition in Thailand, you do Kuan Yin. So I think he heard some people who were not so favorable for the comment. Then all of a sudden, he wrote to me again. No? He said, should I go ahead? He said, because he wasn't sure. Then I wrote back and gave him the confidence. That's why I repeated the thing. I said, the first time I visited your way place, there was a Kuan Yin outside your old sala. Then later, yeah, still there, the wooden one. I say, when I look at it, suddenly the nature come out with the message. How nice if the Kuan Yin statue can be here, so that the Kuan Yin's nature can be strong. I say, that time, the message already won for it to be there. So I say, it's meant to be, and you have the parami to do it, I told you. I say, go ahead. We will support you all the way. That's why we gave him confidence. Then he don't have to worry about money. Because you want to raise funds in Thailand for such thing, not many people are keen. So because of that, he went ahead. Then after he went ahead, somehow in between, he realized he need to put in Amitabha. Maitreya. He also doesn't know why. I say, yeah, correct. These two great beings, they have the condition. They support Sakyamuni. Then after he decide on Maitreya, then he say, how can we not have Sakyamuni? Well, it's in Thailand. So the three great beings platform were established. And that year when we come for the consecration, it was really amazing. So many things happened. The night before the rehearsal, middle of the night, I remember. So many things happened. Then the next morning also a lot of things happen. Then the whole chanting, every other chanting nighttime, the Great Compassionate Sutta, the Heart Sutta, and the other one, you call it the Mahakaruna. So Mahakaruna, Achan Achalo actually join. He lead, and we all chant together. But the Heart Sutta and Great Compassionate Sutta, we all did it on our own. And it was so beautiful. It's meant to be. Then during that year also, the photographer that took the photo, there were two photographs that were very special. And Achan Achalo sent it to us. The site is still in the website, I think, if I'm not wrong. So a lot of these things will happen. Then after that year, he did mention that he need to extend the platform because the platform was not wide enough and steep. So I say, let me know the budget. Then we say no problem because it was not much. So we actually donated for the platform. Bought all the whatever towels and all those things. Then later on, the JD, he also wrote to Joyce. Then Joyce told me, I said, no problem, but we cannot pick up the whole thing where it's going to cost a lot. So it's better to tell Achalo that we will partake, we will try our best to raise whatever that is needed, but we cannot promise the whole thing. But we also have to commit to the land and all those things. So somehow the land was resolved because some of the Kayamita decided to do the offering and donation. I think one of them wanted to keep his name anonymous. So Achalo was talking about the land, the sloping land. That one came from one family, the main donor. And I think he donated quite a lot. So all this was the condition. Then the Chedi, as it goes out, we raise the fund. There's like this Kayamita fund for this Katina, like any other one that I came. We raise a lot of money. Then we every time pass this donation over, whatever surplus over to Achalo, so that he can make the decision to use it for whatever deemed necessary, whatever wholesomeness deemed necessary. So sometimes, not just for the upkeep of the temple or whatever, for whatever project that he may need. So this is the good understanding that we have. That's why I told Joyce, in order to let all Kayamita, even those who didn't come, go partake in all this wholesomeness, which are very, very unique and rare in most cases, is to have a common pool, spiritual trip, common pool fund. This common pool fund will collect donation from all Kayamita. And our Kayamita fund will donate first. So we used to donate 2,000 Malaysian Ringgit. So that will cover for all those Kayamita who are not going. But this is for Kayamita. Then those going, we want them to have the condition to receive all the wholesomeness done by this common pool spiritual fund. Otherwise, if you donate individually, you only do that part of the merits. Understand? So when you have a common fund, even those who are the co-hosts, they have to come up with a certain amount of money to host, where you have to buy the white robe, the katina requisite, and certain things. So during the early years, it was per co-host is about 5,000 ringgit early years. Now I don't know. So what happened is they will donate this to common fund also, earmarked for the katina because they are co-hosting it. Then we will allocate this sum towards that one. But by doing this, it's not just transferring the donation for that purpose. They also get to partake in all the wholesomeness of that common pool fund because the surplus money we raise when we donate to Achan Achalo, Anandagiri, Way Place, they will do a lot of things. Then like Achan Achalo, all these projects, the tree planting, the JD, the platform, everything, and even the senior monk quarters, all those things, then some of the what they call monks, what you call the place they stay? That kuti is not your normal kuti in Malaysia, you see. This one is properly built. So all this is going to last. So over the years, we will never know who make use of it. What you need to understand is these are meant for senior monks, cultivator, real cultivator. Then all those who came and pay respect, if they can plant the seed of Bohi, develop the faith, develop the meditative benefit or experience and the enlightenment, the wholesomeness will translate into something that is unimaginable by normal Buddhist or normal practitioner or cultivator. So because of this, it is very wholesome. So all this was done with understanding to develop the condition for Kayamita to be given the opportunity to move so that you can walk the path of Dhamma much, much more easier. And we will invoke power of merits on your behalf too. Then even the Katina merits will be shared with all beings. Then when you reflect on all this that you have partake, that's why they are all recorded in the website that we have. So as you age, as you grow older, you go back to all this spiritual trip you on one by one, you will recall to one with all the joy that you have not wasted your life. You have really, truly lived your life very well. And all this will develop the faith, Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, Panya. And your rejoicing is fantastic. And you do it regularly until it becomes a part of you. You don't have to worry about dying. Because even the karmic consciousness takeover is going to be very wholesome. But if you have developed your daily mindfulness until very stable, you will know how to die. The karmic consciousness will have no power over you. And you will understand what this thing is. You will understand who you are, what you are, and all those truth that is within the teaching. So these are the things that I want to let you all understand, because we have the recorder, so that this one can be in the website, and people can really understand the true meaning and rejoice in all this wholesomeness. Then while we were traveling, those who were in my bus, they have the fortune to discuss certain things with me. Then I think I explained to them. I think one of the conditions was Chui, she asked some questions regarding Achan Pasano. You all remember the night before the Katina? That speech there. He gave the English Dhamma talk, followed by the Thai Dhamma talk. What did he say? Chui cannot remember, he said. Pretty, pretty. What did he say? Then she asked somebody, you ask who? Oh, Mi Fong. Then, Mi Fong said she is very sleepy. Then my wife mentioned something. You need soap, Manasik. Not soft. In a way it's soft, but I was sitting at the back. No, I was the one on the fringe. Nobody sit beyond that line. The green Buddha, I was sitting next to it on the raised wall. But because it's Dhamma, actually that night I also had this sneezing because of the cold, so I need the rest. So I was silent. Then even in that silence, when he speak Thai, I rested. But the moment he speak the Dhamma, I can hear. That's why I knew what he shared. He actually started off when Achan Achalo asked him to share. Then he said, this is a Katina. So it's an occasion for all of you to come together. to develop all this wholesomeness, to work together, have harmony and all those things. Yeah. Then after that he shared about the Buddhist teaching. Yeah. It's mainly the spiritual faculties. Yeah. A little bit similar to what Ajahn Ajahn Lo shared. The five spiritual faculties. Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. Hmm. Then later on, he gave some example, you know, then he touched on this very important thing. He said, to study Dhamma, we must know how to cultivate wisdom or understanding. He called it Yoniso Manasika, which the Buddha meant. But his understanding is slightly different. He said it's discernment. When you can discern the Dhamma, that will give you wisdom, which is correct, not wrong. But the only thing that he couldn't link and connect is, he did mention hearing the Dhamma is a way to discern the Dhamma. Yoniso manasika, as per our Avijja Sutta, you all know how it come about, isn't it? Can you all remember the Avijja Sutta? That's why after I explained the Avijja Sutta, they start to understand. The first link, or prerequisite for enlightenment, like the Buddha said, having Dhamma friends is 100% of the holy life. Because when Ananda spoke to the Buddha, when the Buddha told him about the Kayamitas, having noble friends, Ananda thought it was 50% of the holy life. Then he corrected Ananda. He said, no, Ananda. In fact, to have noble friends, no? Or Kayamita, who has the Dhamma, is 100% of the holy life. So because of that, the Buddha expounded this Avijja Sutta. He said, because you have Dhamma friends, you will have condition to listen to the Dhamma. If you don't have Dhamma friend, normally you don't have condition unless it's from your past, like Hui Ning and other special beings. But most people need to have Dhamma friends, especially noble friends. Just like Kayamita, we have this ability to motivate, counsel, and encourage each other to walk the path of Dhamma. Then we share understanding, we rejoice. Then we develop a lot of wholesomeness. Then we start to have faith. Well, faith is very important. Then when we have faith, we start to learn the Dhamma. Then we start to put it into practice or cultivation. Then we realize our life changed for the better. We improve in many aspects. Then we start to understand life better. Then our life become more and more conducive. Not like before, when you were heedless and all those things. So all this understanding will unfold. So the first four very important aspects of the Avijja Sutta, as Kayamita, you will have them. First, you definitely have Dhamma friends, including noble friends. Then because of that, you constantly attend classes, listen to Dhamma. And this is very important. Then when you listen to Dhamma, you straighten your views. Then you develop the first turning wisdom, Sutamaya Panya, through listening to Dhamma. Then when you reflect, contemplate, and inquire into all this truth or Dhamma that you have heard, you develop the second turning wisdom. And this is what Sutamaya Panya, leading to Cintamaya Panya, is all about. So when Cintamaya Panya, which is the second turning wisdom, arise, it will stabilize your first turning wisdom. Then with these two, you will have the initial wisdom to prepare the base for you to receive the third turning wisdom, which is Bhavana Maya Panya. Bhavana is wisdom born of Bhavana. So Bhavana is the meditative discipline, the meditative training. So when you develop it through mindfulness, that's why the four foundation of mindfulness is the only way, is the real direct scene, the real meditative training. And within the four foundation of mindfulness is the cultivation of the Four Noble Truths, which includes the Noble Eightfold Path. That's why under Dhamma Nupassana, the last category of cultivation of the Dhamma, starting from the five mental hindrances, then the five aggregate, then the six internal and six external sense bases, then mindfulness of the seven factors of enlightenment. You see, even seven factor enlightenment, you have to be mindful of them. When you are mindful, you will know you are on the right path. Otherwise, the enlightenment factor will not be there. And because of the enlightenment factor, you can cultivate mindfulness of the Four Noble Truths. This is the Aryan truth, the enlightenment stage. That's why the final cultivation is Noble Eightfold Path, the Fourth Noble Truth. And that is the real meditation. So when you have all this understanding, you will become different. So the first and second turning wisdom, when you arrive, it gives you faith. Faith in what? The Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Where it stands up to investigation, you can see it happening. That's why from there, the faith will drive you to cultivate. And when it drives you to cultivate, you will have what they call the initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara. And when the initial wisdom is there, you can develop mindfulness and clear comprehension. Because this one, if you have not done it, it cannot arise the wisdom to let you see your mental intention clearly. So clear comprehension, there are four aspects to clear comprehension. Sati is very, very important. So this sati has to be developed until you are ever mindful, means heedful. So the constantly meditative and ever mindful, Dhammapada verse 23, is what daily mindfulness is all about. So when you can continuously develop the mindfulness to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, that is what heedfulness is all about. So this is the one that will give rise to yoniso manasikara and enable you to see your mental intention. That's why after that, your sense restrain, the sixth sense door, you will not have problem anymore. Because with this initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara, which is wisdom at the moment of sense experience, or wise consideration at the moment of sense experience. At the moment of sense experience, this initial wisdom will not make you confused or deluded. That's why you can have sense restraint. Then you can cultivate the four right effort. Otherwise, you can't. You will know what constitutes evil, because through mindfulness, you can see them. Then when they arise, you can develop the ability to abandon them through the five ways that the Buddha taught. That's why you must go into that. Then the first two way is think of the direct opposite wholesome thought, which I think Ajahn Pasano, when he was trying to share in the sala with you all about fear, you remember? Fear. So that one is he seek refuge inside. Then he stabilized his mind and he calmed down. There is no more fear. This is the first way, understand? Think of the direct opposite, wholesome thought. Opposite of fear is faith. That's why I take refuge. So this is just one of the skillful means. Then the second way is to think of the consequence of having this type of fear in you. But these are still skillful means. First and second advice of the Buddha. The real meditative one is the third one. The third one, you're supposed to be silent, just aware. Then you will come to realize your natural state of mind is actually without fear. Fear was never you. Fear was dependent originating. So if you just silent, relax, aware, and let it be. Do not allow the thought to come in and develop any projection or movement of mind. Then the fear
will actually slow down, dissipate, and cease. Then you will understand that all this movement comes from your wrong view that stir on this and arise the defilement. So fear was never you. Anger, defilement was never you when they are dependent originating. So when you see them, you know how to deal with them. But this way, you cannot live like the Buddha said. Every time you have problem, you have to go to a quiet place, seclude yourself, silent. Yeah. So he said, this is still not something that he wants you to develop. You have to develop the wisdom to free your mind. So the fourth way is what the Buddha really meant by the meditative wisdom that you need to develop. He said you have to trace your origination factor, how defilement come to be, how fear come to be, how anger, hatred, and all this negativity of mind state comes to be, the duality. So to trace the origination factor, you need to do Dhamma Nupassana, the third category of practice. Means you go and develop mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and tie it up with the six external sense bases. When these two come together, upon contact, consciousness comes to be. Then from there, because of your wrong view, you stir and you react. That's how your defilement arises. Anger, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, or selfishness. All this, you see them. Then you say, retrospectively, reverse them. How do you reverse them? When you know this defilement arises because you stir and react to wrong view, what must you do? You have to straighten your view. So how do you straighten your view? You go to the teaching and ask, what did the Buddha teach you? He said, we have to learn to see things as they are. Jnana dasana. Seeing things as they are is the answer. Then the Buddha also mentioned, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions. And these causes and conditions, the Buddha has taught, nothing arises by chance. It's always dependent originating. So if you understand that this is what is happening, what must you do? You must develop the wisdom to accept that reality. That's why he says suchness, tatata. He is the expert in suchness. That's why he is called the Tathagata. Tathagata is suchness. So he is the one that introduced seeing things as they are, accepting whatever as it is. Well, this is the reality. This is not your problem. This is not what people say, the duality and all things. Whatever that happen, there are causes and conditions behind. When causes and conditions are like that, things will be like that, cannot be otherwise. So if you want things your way, you suffer. So you got two choices. Accept, be at peace. Or react and become afflicted. So the one that who understand, that who has the right training, will apply the Buddha's right view to accept whatever that arises as a reality of life. Nature's phenomena means first noble truth, reality, the eight conditions that can condition suffering if you don't have the wisdom. So now you have straightened your view, you have your wisdom with yoniso manasikara, you can actually stay silent because you are able to accept things as they are. Means you don't react, you don't complain, you don't say any negativity anymore. Thing is just the way it is. It has to be this way. So people are just the way they are. That is what I added in. Because through my own cultivation, I realized this, then I share with you all. The world is the world. You cannot fight against the world. You cannot fight against duality. Right and wrong is about the individual. Right according to who? You never ask. wrong according to who? You never ask. Basically, the reality is suchness. No right, no wrong. So if you know right, no wrong, then why do we stir through the mundane mind? This is delusion, not having the right view. So when we have the right view to accept things as they are, then we will know what this is. Then like what I always say, deluded people will say deluded thing. Selfish people will do selfish thing. Angry people will do angry thing. So they are just the way they are. So when you can accept them for what they are, you are at peace. Then you have goodness, wisdom, compassion, love, all this arising. Yeah. Then not only you can accept them for what they are, you can even forgive them for they know not what they are doing, like what Jesus used to say before he was crucified. So all these are Dhamma. So when you have this, at the moment of sense experience, you become silent, peaceful, still. He is just the way he is. Your acceptance free your mind. No more defilement, no more anger and all those things. That's how you can exercise sense restraint. You can use this wisdom to reverse, retrospectively reverse all this. Means you already know the cause of its arising due to wrong view. Now you straighten your view, the defilement cannot arise, fear cannot arise, all this cannot arise. But you must have the daily mindfulness. Without the daily mindfulness very stable, you cannot do it. Daily mindfulness means at any one time you are mindful throughout the day. That's why the heedless eye is dead, even for a short moment. But because you have this daily mindfulness stabilized, you notice when there is fear, you try to radiate metta, like Ajahn Pasana say. Even Ajahn Achalo also know how to radiate metta. You cannot find metta. In the sutta it's mentioned, metta has to reach the level where it's overflowing, understand? In abundance, then only this metta can come out. But not everybody has that ability. Even my nature is only at that time when I was training. That time the metta was so powerful. Even the non-human can feel it. The Australian, that big dog and all the things I shared with you all. So many occasions, that metta is different. It's from straight from the nature, the heart. Come on. There's a type of very soothing metta energy that come up, very different. So all this is the understanding. So when you understand, when you have the right view, your sense restraint is there, the three way of good conduct will be there. Then after that, only you can cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness. We are the four foundation of mindfulness, always mentioned, after overcoming covetousness and grief, then only you do mindfulness of all these four foundations. So what is after overcoming covetousness and grief? Covetousness is your desire, your greed, your evil roots. Then grief is your sorrow, your lamentation. So if you don't have the initial wisdom, if you are still caught in all this, you don't have the sense restraint, the three way of right conduct, you cannot cultivate four foundation of mindfulness. There is no way. That's why a lot of people don't understand. They straight away want to go to retreat and do satipatthana, vipassana, there is a bigger term. Then some of them, they try to get jhana and all those things so that their mind can be calm and peaceful. But you look at the Abhijja Sutta, it has to be done this way. So if you don't understand, you will never have a chance to make it. And as Kayimita, you are very lucky because you satisfy the first four easily, and many of them has reached the cultivation of four foundation stage. Yeah. So what you are lacking is you have Dhamma friend, you listen to Dhamma, you have learned to straighten your view, cultivate first and second turning wisdom, you have developed faith in the Buddha. Then yoniso manasikara is what you need. And most cultivator is starting to have some understanding of yoniso manasikara. When it's there, you become different. So this initial wisdom is what you need. Then after that, you have to cultivate daily mindfulness. That is a difficult one. So you have satisfied the first four, okay? Having Dhamma friend, listening to the Dhamma. Then after you listen to the Dhamma, you develop the faith. Then you cultivate Yoniso Manasika. So this first four is going to be very useful. Then from there, you only need the daily mindfulness. That's why do that. Don't give up on that. The moment you do that, you will have sense restraint automatically. Where your sense restraint can only come after you have daily mindfulness to see your subtle mental intention, the defilement and all those things. Then when this daily mindfulness comes, you will have the ability to have sense restraint. Means you will not be like normal people. Become heedless, stir, and through habitual tendency react. No more. So sense restraint will prepare you to have the ability to cultivate the three way of good conduct. And some Kayamita has already reached this point. That some have even developed the four foundation of mindfulness. Then after that, what you will see is the seven factor enlightenment, and they are starting to see them. Then from the seven factor enlightenment, you are very close to enlightenment, the realization. So when it comes to enlightenment, must develop clear understanding that the one that gets enlightened is the form in mind, and the form in mind is not you. So don't be deceived and deluded. But all this wisdom will come by as you go through the seven factor of enlightenment, as you awaken. Because the seven factor of enlightenment will lead to awakening. Yeah. So this awakening is very different. Maybe today, because of condition, I will share with you all the difference between a normal human being, Putujana, and the one that is awakened. The one that is awakened, the form and mind, it has one thing extra connected to it. It is the wisdom. The wisdom that this form and mind realize, because as the awakening happened, this form and mind realize. That's why this wisdom is always connected to this form and mind. But the moment this form and mind separate, the wisdom also disappear with it. That's why you don't think, oh, I already cultivated until like that. The next time I come, I will have all this. No. It's in your spiritual nature. But you cannot inherit until you connect. So this wisdom will break the moment the form and mind disperse. That's why it's unique to that segmented life. Yeah. But the unenlightened and the enlightened, there's another difference. The enlightened one usually have good karmic nature and good spiritual nature. That's why this form of mind, although when it comes, before it's connected, is born of karma, add to its karma, conditioned and supported by its karma, and it is the way it is because of karma. So their karmic nature is different from a heedless being. And the other thing that helps them is the spiritual nature. They know how to vow. They know how to make aspiration for causes and conditions for the form and mind to receive. So even before you receive the spiritual nature's cultivation, wisdom and all those things, but the vow from the spiritual nature's understanding will actually prepare you to receive truth very fast. As I like Hui Ning and certain beings, even like my form and mind, the moment I hear truth, my nature understand. So this is what the difference is. Both have spiritual nature and karmic nature, but one is developed, one is not developed. Then not until you connect, the wisdom cannot be there. So this aspect you have to understand, and not everybody understand. Okay, so maybe with that I will open up for Q&A. You got any question or anything? You can rejoice, sadhu, sadhu. If there's anything else that you want to know, you can ask. I have a drink.
Okay. Huh? No question. Yeah. Chedi. It's not a chedi, it's a chedi. This chedi is not a chedi. Anyway, the chedi is a structure which is built differently. The chedi is the traditional Indian, the doom and all those things. This one is like a pagoda. It's straight. So Achana Chalo has developed the one with the five, what they call levels. What is it? You can call it Dia, but it's the five story. They call it the Chetia with five levels. Chedi, sorry, with five layers. Thanks for the correction. The Chedi with the five levels. And he actually molded according to what he saw when he was traveling. And his way of designing it is unique. He incorporated the four great bodhisattva of the Mahayana tradition, which he has affinity with and which he knew were great beings because his past, he has affinity with these four great beings. That's why at the first level, which is the foundation and all those things, they have this amulet, blessed amulet, which I think his teacher Acharya Anand blessed them. Then they put in a total of, I think, 150,000. Every level they have. Then they are also relics. Then the second level, he has the four great bodhisattva, the great beings, together with the Jataka story of the Buddha, the birth and all those things. Then after that, the third tier is the four green Buddha, he called it the green. No, no, Emerald is the last one. Metta, I forgot already. Then the green one is the fourth one. Then the last one is the Emerald Buddha. So all this is to develop the faith, the respect, so that people can pay respect. So that this can be a conducive place near the meditation platform for people to meditate. That's why the energy is different, very strong. Then the three great beings, natures are also there. So now together with the four great bodhisattva, the nature, which is also very powerful, this Anandagiri way place is going to be different. A lot of things will happen. That's why last time I told him when I was there, I said, it's meant to be. Otherwise, all this condition cannot arise. Cannot arise. And how we supported him, and how true that he came to become what he is. And after that, even a lot of his Achancha traditions, senior monk, they came and visit this place. Yeah, it's different. It first started with Sumedho, Achan Sumedho, then together with Sri Panyo. Sri Panyo and Achan Sumedho, that year they brought along 40 over very well cultivated monks of the Achancha tradition, mainly from Wat Pat Nanachat. So because of that, that year when I was there, they arrived. That was the year we did the consecration. No, a lot much longer. No, 2 years ago, there was another one. Then after that only, because there were two alternate years I didn't go. 2017 I didn't go. 2015 I didn't go. I think the year 2014. We did it in the year 2014. Then after that I didn't go. Then 2015, I went again. That time was, I think, was it Maya? Michael's? Michael. Yeah, Michael and Sito. That year I went. Then last year I didn't go. So it was 2014, I remember. Yeah, very beautiful. So during that time, in fact, they realized something is happening there. Yeah. That's why there were so many monks and there was so much joy. And nobody expected Ajahn Sumedho to be there because he was already so old. It seems he had this condition to come back where he wants to stay in Wat Pat Nanachat. I think he intend to. He's very old, 80 plus, his leg was also not so good. Then he wants to stay in Wat Pat Nanachat, because that was the place he started. He was the first abbot and all those things. And he also wanted to be close to Ajahn Charles. What you call it, the stupa that they built for him after his nibbana. So these were the conditions. Then when they knew he's coming, Sri Panyo also wanted to come. Then all the other monks also wanted to come. That's why that year we have the most of 40. I never seen so many beautiful monks, well-cultivated, beautiful monks. Then together we are Kanyamita. Then that year when I make the offering, there are a lot of things happen. People don't know. That's why that photo shot when they take, I was doing the offering. Then something happened up there. Then the whole thing came up. Then the cameraman also surprised. That's why Achalo sent to us the two very unique photos. So a lot of things happened. Then I met that monk, Sunando, on the way out, after the cantina. He was alone walking down, I was walking out. Then with the joy, I can feel him. Then I read it. Then he smiled to me. Then I also smiled to him. I fold my palm and say, Sadhu. He said, you did very well just now, he said, because the way I conduct it was different. Oh, I said, Sadhu, Sadhu. Oh, yeah. Thank you, thank you. I said, yeah, because he has a lot of joy when when he see the Malaysian devotee and other devotee knowing how to develop the cultivation, rejoicing. He is a monk who like to rejoice. Because to him, very rare can you find lay people having such seriousness. That's why I tell you, our Kanyamita is very different. Almost every monk, when they come to know about our Kanyamita, they like to take our Kanyamita. Because these are serious cultivators. They cannot find this type of serious cultivator.
Just to bring back to Karen's point, I was just looking at the Wikipedia. She asked about the Chedi, right? The significance. The definition of a Chedi is a Buddhist, Thai version, Thai explanation of a stupa, a blessed stupa. Yeah? And then if you go back in the history of Chedi, it's actually a kingdom.
That is according to the the Google search. It's good. Yeah, because the Thai has its Thai tradition. It is a modified stupa. All the Chedia must have relics, otherwise it wouldn't qualify as a Chedia. Chedia must have relics. Relic is the symbol of a Chedia. It's for you to recall to mind. The what they call the sasana, the sasana of Sakyamuni. When he actually introduced this Chedia concept, he actually came out with the four objects of veneration. First is the Buddha Rupang, then the Bodhi tree. We spent another 5-10 minutes, I think. So these four objects of veneration is very important, like we always chant Vandami, Chetiyang, Sabbam, so the Chetiyang is one of them. Eh? Then Sabba, Tani, Su, Pate, De, Tang means everywhere. Eh? Sari, Rike, Datu, Maha, Bohing, Buddha, Rupang, Sakalang, Sada. So these relics and the Bohi tree and the Buddha, Rupang, these are the four objects of veneration. So for you to venerate, you have to have this four. And this four is very conducive for developing faith, because these are the four objects of veneration for you to recall to mind. Why do you venerate a Bohi tree? The Bohi tree symbolizes the tree of enlightenment, because it was underneath the Bohi tree that the Buddha became enlightened. So he has gratitude towards the Bohi tree. So it recalls to mind of the great enlightenment of Sammasambuddha, the fully enlightened one. So it's all to recall to mind, like the Buddha Rupang is just a statue, it's not the Buddha. But it's for you to recall to mind the nine great virtues of the Buddha. Yeah. So the relics give that type of energy, is also for you to recollect that the great beings, enlightened beings, when they cultivate, they develop this pure energy within. So this pure energy will transform their physical into pure vibration. So, like this form of mind, you may not know. Whenever you all travel with me, stay near me, if you know how to silence your mind, you will draw from my nature. Yeah. But this thing, when the nature is connected to it, is the most powerful. But when die already, you cremate, it still has its potency. But the vibration of this pure energy that has been with it for so long. Like this nature, 1989, it was ready. So now almost 29 years, the vibration is all inside. Then later on, when this one, Parinibbana or whatever, then this one, the relics, can be very, very useful. Yeah. But it is not so potent as when the nature is connected. When the nature is connected, when I share the Dhamma and all those things, it's very different. That's why you must know how to have faith, silent. You will receive without you knowing it. Then as we travel, you rejoice. That's why in my briefing, you have been listening, you will benefit tremendously. Because this nature has gone through it. It benefited me so much. That's why I know how to share it. That's why I agree to lead you all on spiritual trip. Not to say I need to go to all this spiritual trip. I don't need. That's why Yun Chan last night don't understand when he requested me to come out and share. After he came to know I know so much about the Dhamma, I said, Pretty Pretty, you should go for a retreat. I don't know what to tell her at that time. Yeah.
You talked about this nature of yours, and if we can get in tune with that energy.
It's not in tune.
Wrong,
the moment you silence your mind, you can connect, understand? It's just like connect to your nature. But this nature is easier to connect, understand? Because your that one is sleeping. Understand? So this one is alive. So when you listen with faith, you silence, you receive. That's why I say to receive, you must have the cup, understand? Cup also don't have how. Put the hand like that. You put the hand like that, overflow a lot, got finger, got gaps, understand? But sometimes you don't even know how to put your hand like that. Because you don't know that this is blessing, this is Dhamma, this is beautiful spiritual energy, spiritual understanding. So when you have cultivated, means you have prepared yourself to receive truth. Means like a cup. If your cup is very small, it's still a cup, you can retain, understand? Then as the cup grows, you receive more. That's why I learn from nature. I learn from my teacher by talking to them. I never really meditate with them. But they don't really teach me how to meditate. They share with me their experience. And when they share with me their experience, I will know what that thing is. Because my nature from the past already developed the understanding. So the moment I talk to them, whatever truth that they share or their experience, my nature will know. Then sometimes it's because of my vow they came to me. Like my last guy, he didn't teach me Dhamma. He's not a Buddhist. He is just somebody who started with the Christian faith. Then the family, the father, they are also Christian, but he never believed in any religion. He preferred truth. He liked Krishnamurti because he sees a lot of truth in his teaching. Then what my nature need is beyond my vow. I need to know where the gateway is. And he was the one who showed it to me. I saved 10 to 15 years. I don't have to waste that time. And because of that, I can come out early. Yeah. Otherwise, you all won't see me. By the time I locate myself, I also don't know how long. It could be 60 or.
Can you please explain
what is there to explain when you don't even have the cultivation? You don't use your thought, don't go and become greedy about the gateway. Then every time try to locate, you cannot locate it. Correct. So, Chuyi, the advice is still the same. Don't try to know. When you meditate, don't try to know. When the condition is there, when you are ready, and when things happen, I will explain to you. Otherwise, you use your thought to go and look for it. No point. Then, like, certain time you can say, oh, but you experience it. No, I think what you say, well, I experience. That's why I say that is your experience. That is not the real thing. Understand? No. If it's a real thing, you will be different. The duality all will fade, will be rooted out. The understanding will transform you completely. So don't try to know things too early. Sometimes I share this, you have a condition the higher beings want to know. And sometimes because this will prepare some with the what they call affinity, so that when they do the cultivation, the moment they go through that, all this understanding will fit in. It's like jigsaw puzzle waiting for that contact. The moment you hit that contact, you connect, and all this teaching will come in. It's just like song after the Vatma Chana. The moment you connect because of the Kuan Yin chanting and all things, then at the middle of the night, he read my Heart Sutta note. He understand. How did he understand? Before that, he himself told you all his read it 6 times, he cannot understand. But the moment he connects here, with this teaching comes from the silent mind. You must have that silent mind, the silent nature, to understand, to receive. Understand? Not to say I don't want to tell you what for, it makes you worse. So sometimes you cannot assume because people got their understanding, their reason. So you must have faith, then be patient. Your time will come when condition unfold. So just leave it. Because it's not the first time I'm telling you that. In fact, I know you are very inquisitive. You always want to know things. But that is a trap, actually. That is a hindrance. I always advise when you meditate, don't try to know. When you come home, you can reflect, you can contemplate. Then when you have the understanding, it's different. Then you ask. Then the nature will know and it will share with you the right thing, appropriate thing for you to move further. That's why last time I used to say, most people are not doing it yet. That's why there are so many things like the live in the forest that my nature understand, but I cannot share because people are not ready. Cannot. Because last time, oh, this thing I cannot share. How to share? Everything you all learn is opposite of the logic of what my nature understands. So I have to slowly, slowly, slowly. Then when I try to share further, I realize nobody really understands. Because initially I thought, what you need is the Dhamma, just like what my nature is. When I start to share, everybody was blur. That's why I said during the early bash people, whoever who can understand 10% of my sharing, he is already very good. It's not easy. Then later on, luckily you got conditioned, then things start to happen. Or then the sharing become different. Now you see, it's different again. The last 3 years, the Bodhisattva way came out. And now we are sharing it, so fast. Last time we got such condition. Now, the six patriarch teaching can be taught. Diamond Sutra teaching can be taught. Last time, Engbi resists a lot. because Theravada tradition, the chanting. Then later on he know, now her faith is very strong. She not only can say, she know what this thing is. And that retreat, many years ago, she cried. She said, how come I completely shut off from the Mahayana teaching? I say, it's because you must have certain karmic paths that cause this. That's why that whole night after the night, we normally finish at 9 p.m. Or latest 9:50, he talked to me until about 10 or... Then I went back and rest. No? He was there until midnight, asked for forgiveness, bowing, honestly. That's why after that year, she became different. Now her faith is very strong. At first, like you, the Bodhisattva way, so much resistance, the thought keep on telling, oh, why should we, what if we cannot fulfill? All those things come from where? The thought. And so many of them were having that prior thinking. So how can I share? That's why finally, even when I tell you, what have you got to lose to take the vow? Who tell you it will stop you from becoming arahant? That is your greed. You're scared you cannot become arahant because of the vow. And they tell you, the vow block you. And they quote with a very big name. Even the Ajahn Mun also renounced his vow. So, through your own culpability, oh, like that I better don't take. But you never investigate. What have you got to lose? What that vow say? It's a more intensive way of cultivating. It's cultivating understanding by invoking power of merits, by invoking the great love and compassion, then by invoking all the right view for this right understanding to be with your nature life after life. All this you cannot do it under normal cultivation. You don't even know what the true Dhamma is. That's why every life you come, you do, you think, you meditate. Actually, you are not meditating. And sometimes you don't know what you are doing. You are so aggressively promoting certain type of teaching. And it becomes coming obstruction. Even Brother Song was obstructed for almost, I think, near to 10 or 10 over years before he met me. Yeah. And a lot of people, because of coming obstruction. Oh, I have to go now. Yeah, we have to go. We promised him. Okay, sadhu, 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 sadhu. So tonight, don't worry, got double protection. Having you on also there. Hey, share merit, so we always forget. We should actually share merit back with all the beings in Anandagiri too. Let us recall to mind all this wholesomeness. And we shall share merits with all beings. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika vijñatam anumoditva chiraṁ rakkhantu lokasasana kittāvata cha amehi sampadam sampadam deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiyā idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu Yawa Nivana Patiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, thank you.